Well, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will analyze the case of Shelley and Rory Sykes. First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the incident, then offer my analysis. Shelley Sykes was born on July 29, 1962, and raised in England. She earned a bachelor's degree in information technology and an MBA. Shelley claims to have a doctorate, but I could not find any evidence that she does. One source indicated that her doctorate was honorary. However, she still referred to herself as Dr. Shelley Sykes. Shelley became romantically involved with an IT specialist named Lee. When Shelley was 7 months pregnant, she was on vacation in the Netherlands. She said that she was the passenger in a vehicle that slammed into a stalled Mercedes-Benz. This led to Shelley being seriously injured. Not long after this, she had a son named Rory Callum Sykes. He was born on July 29, 1992, Shelley's 30th birthday. Rory had cerebral palsy. Shelley claimed that the motor vehicle collision caused this condition. When Rory was around 6 or 7 years old, he appeared in 2 episodes of a local community TV show in Britain called Kitty Capers. This has led to him being called a child star, but that seems like a stretch. By that standard for stardom, every person interviewed at a county fair about funnel cake is basically Tom Hanks. Not long after her son's acting debut, Shelley divorced. She and Rory moved to Sydney, Australia. In 2003, Shelley claimed that she became the director and executive producer for an Australian production company called Beautiful Unlimited America Productions. Supposedly, she wrote, produced, and directed TV documentaries and TV series. When Shelley's son Rory was 15 years old, he dropped out of high school so that he could spend all his time playing a video game called RuneScape. Rory later had a website that described him as an investor, philanthropist, professional speaker, and consultant who has helped major companies. The website also claimed that Rory wrote TV series and films. There is no evidence to support any of these claims. In 2005, Shelley started an organization called Shelley Sykes Happy Charity. She referred to herself as the happiness guru and supposedly raised money for those who needed healing, hope, and happiness. Sometime around 2012, Shelley and Rory moved to Southern California. In April 2014, Shelley purchased a 6,300 square foot mansion at 1771 Rambla Pacifico Street in Malibu. The cost was $2.6 million. She called this 16-acre property, which had a view of the Pacific Ocean, the Mount Malibu TV Studio Estate. Reportedly, the money to make this purchase came from a settlement for the motor vehicle collision 22 years earlier. Shelley lived in the main house along with 2 peacocks named Edgy and Mickey. Her son Rory lived in a shed on the property that Shelley built without a permit. She claimed that she did have a permit for the shed, but the Los Angeles County Planning Division disagrees, saying that Shelley never applied for a permit to build a storage structure. Shelley has repeatedly referred to the shed as a cottage, perhaps in an effort to make it seem like the structure was designed to be inhabited. As Shelley pursued her career in Hollywood, or whatever she was doing, Rory spent his time in the shed playing RuneScape. He had a dream of playing 18 hours a day for an entire year. Now moving to the timeline of the incident. On January 7, 2025, a fire started in the Santa Monica Mountains near Pacific Palisades. This is a neighborhood in the West Side region of Los Angeles. The fire spread quickly and became one of a few major fires in the area around that time. Evacuation orders were issued in areas affected by the fire, including Malibu, where Shelley's mansion was located. She and her son Rory ignored these evacuation orders and decided to stay on the property. Shelley mentioned that there had been a fire a month earlier and implied that she became complacent because they had made it through that fire. On January 8, 2025, the day after the fire started, Shelley could see flames approaching her property. She even took a few photographs. She said that she tried to convince Rory, who was still in the shed, to leave the property with her. He refused. His feet were swollen, and he wanted to be near a bathroom. Rory locked the door to his shed and told his mother, "Just leave me. You go sort yourself out. I'm good." Shelley became alarmed after seeing embers land on the roof of the shed. She grabbed a hose, but there was no water service in the area by this time. Shelley had a broken arm, which limited her ability to help her son. She tried calling 911, but there was no phone service. Shelley went back to the main house, loaded her two peacocks into her car, and drove to a fire prevention facility 1,400 feet down the road. Some media reports referred to this facility as a fire station, but it was not a fire station. Firefighters drove to Shelley's property, but by the time they arrived, the shed where Rory lived had burned to the ground. A few hours later, the mansion suffered the same fate. The body of 32-year-old Rory Sykes was recovered 4 days later, on January 12, 2025. Officials ruled his manner of death accidental. His cause of death was inhalation of products of combustion and thermal injuries. Ultimately, the Palisades fire killed 12 people, including Rory, and burned over 23,000 acres. After the loss of her son, Shelley's behavior attracted a lot of negative attention. For example, on the day after Rory was killed, Shelley posted about his death on the social media platform X. She provided the wrong year, saying that he died in 2024. Shelley claimed that Rory was a sought-after, inspirational speaker since he was 8 years old, mentioned a book that she published about his courage, and talked about the peacocks. Shelley was very active in giving interviews to the media after the tragedy. The stories that she provided about the circumstances surrounding Rory's death contained a few inconsistencies. Some people were also troubled by Shelley's demeanor. At times, she could appear bizarre, eccentric, and unsettling. Shelley lived in a greenhouse on the property where her mansion once stood, as outrage on social media increased dramatically. People referred to Shelley as a monster and implied that she was in some way responsible for her son's death. At the time I am making this video, there is no criminal investigation into the death of Rory Sykes, and the police said, "We do not suspect foul play at this time." Shelley has joined a lawsuit against the city of Los Angeles seeking damages related to the Palisades fire. She told the media that Rory did not have life insurance and the mansion did not have homeowners insurance. Now moving to my analysis. Here are my thoughts on a few areas that stood out to me in this case. Item number one. Shelley appears to have a very high opinion of herself and is amazed with her incredible abilities. She refers to herself as a fashionista, philanthropist, entrepreneur, voiceover personality, entertainer, best-selling author, TV showrunner, sought-after inspirational speaker, and happiness guru. Shelley claims that she speaks 5 languages, can write songs, and can sing. One time she appeared on the TV show Australia's Got Talent and engaged in an activity she referred to as rapping. I am convinced the purpose of her performance was to disprove the assertion in the show's title. Shelley claimed that she had a doctorate without presenting any evidence to support that claim. On her LinkedIn profile, she lists her bachelor's degree and her master's degree, but not a doctorate. Item number two, Shelley maintains multiple profiles on motivational speaker websites. Here is a summary of one of those profiles. Shelley is a multiple award-winning author, deemed one of the world's leading experts on happiness and empowerment. She has been hired by Fortune 100 companies, the United Nations, governments, and universities. Her research papers are used by universities. Shelley has worked with stars like Catherine Zeta-Jones and interviewed billionaires, famous artists, prime ministers, Olympic champions, and philosophers. She has spoken to audiences of 20,000 people at conferences, and her TV and radio shows have been aired around the world. Her business and personal development books have all won multiple awards and are establishing a cult following. Shelley has been described as a creative genius of our time. Some of the claims that Shelley made are subjective, like being a creative genius, but others can be easily disputed. For example, I could not find any evidence that Shelley has published research articles. Apparently, they were so advanced, they transcended publication. Item number three, looking at the content Shelley has posted on social media, she appears to be fascinated with celebrities. She mentions famous people every chance she gets. For example, Adam Sandler, Elon Musk, Tony Robbins, and Tim Cook. Shelley posted a photo of herself with Pierce Brosnan. It appears as though they met at a fundraiser. During an interview with the Australian media after the Palisades fire, Shelley indicated that she bought her mansion so that celebrities could visit and park their Ferraris, McLarens, and Lamborghinis. She also wanted them to land their helicopters on her property. Shelley claimed that celebrities have landed helicopters there in the past, but when pressed for names, she could not remember any. Maybe she was so overwhelmed with helicopter landings, she could not keep track of them. Item number 4, Shelley has posted many images on social media where she is with a group of people celebrating some type of achievement or who knows what. It's not really clear what all the posts are about, but some of the images seem a bit awkward. Looking at the facial expressions of the participants in the images with Shelley, I have to wonder, do these people even know who she is? For some reason, I just imagine Shelley coming up to a group of people who are posing and jumping into the frame. I don't know if she does that, but I would not be surprised. Item number 5. Prior to the death of her son Rory, Shelley was involved in a civil lawsuit which has called her credibility into question. When Shelley was renovating her mansion, she approached a company called California Deluxe Windows and told the owner that she could provide publicity in exchange for products. The owner of the company said that Shelley sent him an email indicating that former First Lady Michelle Obama would be at the mansion. Shelley would record Michelle next to the windows. Ultimately, the owner of the company sued Shelley for breach of contract and fraud. The court ruled that Shelley was not credible in many respects of her testimony. She was ordered to pay over $100,000 to the company. Shelley denied any wrongdoing and claimed that she intended to have the windows featured on the Ellen DeGeneres show. Now, of course, that never happened, but she intended for it to happen. This was her defense. Item number 6. As I mentioned, many people believe that Shelley is a monster and is somehow to blame for this tragedy. Here are my thoughts on this. It was unwise and reckless for Shelley to stay on her property after the evacuation order. This decision set a bad example for Rory and may have influenced his thinking on the topic. Maybe it left him with a false sense of security. After all, his mother did not appear to be alarmed by the fire. Even so, when Shelley changed her mind, there was still enough time to escape the fire. Rory became aware of the danger if he did not fully understand it before. He was 32 years old. He was an adult, and therefore allowed to make his own choices. If he refused to evacuate, there was nothing Shelley could do about it. As far as Shelley allowing Rory to live in the shed, this was not a good idea, but again, it was a choice that Rory made. He could have lived in the mansion. He chose to live in the shed. Shelley did supply a few different versions of her story, but her history suggests that she is no stranger to embellishment. Just because she may have been deceptive does not mean that she was to blame. Item number 7, what do I think happened in this case? This is just a theory, my opinion. Shelley Sykes appears to be grandiose, attention-seeking, shameless, and enamored with celebrity status. She has a pronounced desire to be famous and has adopted a fake-it-until-you-make-it attitude. Somehow, perhaps due to a settlement from a motor vehicle collision, she was able to afford a mansion in Malibu. Her dream was to make it a place where celebrities would hang out. When the Palisades fire started, Shelley did not evacuate. She changed her mind in time to save her own life, but her son Rory decided to stay. His choice had fatal consequences. The high-profile nature of the Palisades fire and the tragic loss of Rory focused a tremendous amount of attention on Shelley. This is exactly what she desired. She could not resist an opportunity to be in front of a camera. This high level of exposure allowed people to see how eccentric Shelley was. Also, her emotions did not appear to match the seriousness of what happened. Shelley believed that having more attention placed on her would make her look better, but it did not. After receiving the exposure she craved, there was no transformation into a celebrity. Rather, she became the villain. For all these years, Shelley never realized that staying out of sight was actually better for her reputation. In her case, more exposure only means more embarrassment. Disasters happen to all kinds of people, to those who are genuine and convincing, and to those who are shameless and can create secondhand embarrassment that can rival a flamethrower. I think this is what happened in Shelley's case. A terrible fire burned away her cloak of obscurity. She was expecting praise and admiration, but received only scrutiny and contempt. Those are my thoughts in the case of Shelley and Rory Sykes. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.